gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much, and welcome into another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be joined by the CEO of a company called OK Spark. He's got an innovative engine diagnostic tool, just won a bunch of awards with it. And we'll find out the latest from that gentleman momentarily. Also in this hour, Luann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com. She'll be joining us. I saw her in the distance at the Pebble Beach Concours. She was talking with Warren Brown from the Washington Times, and I was doing interviews in the Bentley area, and then she disappeared. So we'll get the inside scoop on that. And, of course, we've got your opportunity to chime in and play a little bit of trivia. We have not played any trivia so far here today, so we will throw out a trivia question momentarily. But first, let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports and bring forth the one and only Mr. Jeff Bressler. Easy enough for me to say. Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Sounds good. Hey, Bob, a lot of racing action this weekend. Kyle Busch saved his season last night by winning a gutsy side-by-side sprint to the finish against Mark Martin at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee, fighting hard for a berth in the chase for the championship. Busch drove a steady and smooth race at one of the toughest tracks in NASCAR, that tough half mile in Bristol, to climb off the ropes and keep his title hopes alive. His fourth win of the season, tied with Martin for most in the Sprint Cup Series, it jumped him two spots in the standings to 13th. With two races to go before the 12-driver field is set, Busch trails 12th-place driver Matt Kenseth by just 34 points. Great effort for Marcos Ambrose, the Australian driver. He was third, while Greg Biffle and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. In the Nationwide Series, David Ragan had never led a lap at Bristol, let alone win a race there. You can check both those off his list as he held off teammate Carl Edwards to win the Food City 250 on Friday. Ragan outran his teammate Carl Edwards in a green-white checkered finish and scored his second career series win following up his victory earlier this year at Talladega. Pole winner Brad Keselowski finished third. Kevin Harvick was fourth, and Matt Kenseth, he finished fifth. Kyle Busch played the spoiler in Ron Hornaday's run for the record books on Wednesday night, scoring his third NASCAR Camping World Truck Series victory this season in the O'Reilly 200 at Bristol, looking to become only the second driver in the history of NASCAR's three major racing series to win six races in a row. Hornaday came up two positions short, finishing third behind Busch and Matt Crafton. Rubens Barrichello drove his Mercedes-powered Braun GP to victory in Valencia, Spain earlier today, beating McLaren pole sitter Lewis Hamilton. It was the 10th F1 win for Barrichello, but his first victory since China way back in 2004 when he was still with Ferrari. Kimi Raikkonen driving for his job at Ferrari. He finished third. IRL is currently racing in Sonoma, California. Dario Franchitti has the pole on that one. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
So, Jeff, give us the lowdown on your trip to Hot August Nights in Reno and your work as spokesperson for Texaco. That must have been fun.
I had a wonderful time working for Texaco. I traveled cross-country visiting 22 Texaco stations. Still tired from the trip across the country. Starting in Atlanta with the new 2010 Camaro SS. And you know what impressed me the most about that car, Bob?
What?
Wasn't necessarily the power. It was that they're very true to what they claim the mileage of that car is on the highway. I was doing around 30 miles a gallon, which I thought was pretty incredible.
Absolutely, yes.
But I left Atlanta, traveled through Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Nevada to do a promotion for Texaco, and visited a lot of really nice people across the country. Did about 4,000 miles in right around 6 days, and just visited some tremendous people. And one thing you see, Bob, is, you know, in the old days, a lot of people used to judge the gas station not only by the petroleum that came out of the pump, but by the service you got at the pumps. And in a lot of smaller markets now, that really translates to the service you get inside at the shop. It was really interesting traveling a lot of the small cities and seeing that real general store feeling in the food marts in the Texacos.
Oh, that sounds very cool. And did you meet up with Mario Andretti?
Met Mario Andretti for Hot Summer Nights in Reno, and then we took the Camaro, which really looked like the Camaro. The Camaro was decked out to look like the car that Juan Pablo Montoya drove last year for Texaco's last year in NASCAR. And the really exciting thing, Bob, was we did one of the cruises downtown. Mario was at the wheel of the Camaro, and I was sitting next to him, and thousands of people line the streets, and you just hear these shouts of Mario, Mario, as you go down the mile and a half course, and he just sticks his hand out the window and high-fives everybody.
That is so cool, Jeff. Excellent.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Did you actually visit Texaco, New Mexico?
Did not have a chance to get to Texaco, New Mexico, which I wanted to do. But it's really a trip going that far alone. And I could honestly say that on that whole trip, I didn't talk to myself out loud once. So I guess I maintained my sanity. But if anybody really wants to look at all the stops I made on the trip, I have a blog, www.roadswing.us, and that really chronicles every stop I made along the way and some of the great people I met.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And thumbs up on the Camaro SS all the way with that. Of course, the automatic version flips to four cylinders there, so that's why you were able to get the high mileage on the highway.
Yeah, absolutely. And the car was just a total pleasure to drive. And let's just say I needed my volunteer fire department credentials to get me out of a couple of fixes. But the best thing that happened, Bob, is I was down in the bayou in Louisiana, and it was about 8:30 in the morning, and there was a lot of traffic on the road, and I was south of Baton Rouge, and I get pulled over by a Louisiana state trooper, and I'm looking at my speedometer, and I'm not going that fast, and even though we had the Texaco logos all over the car, we weren't in a commercial area or anything, so he pulls me over, and he asks me to come to the back of the car, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, six of the eight. I said, the eight. My wife and myself are trying to make that decision. So we had about a 15-minute conversation on the side of the road in this car. It looks like an old Texaco race car. I mean, a state trooper with everybody wondering what's going on.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. So was any decision made? Is he going to go with the six or the eight?
His wife wants the six. He wants the eight. But he's the officer in the family, so I think he'll come out on top.
Yeah, well, certainly you can't argue with that powertrain, and you get the stick, you get a little bit more horsepower, but you get the automatic, you still get 400, and you get that really high mileage, so it's a win-win across the board. Well, thanks for the motorsports update, and also for all the great work that you did there for Texaco.
Sure, don't forget to visit roadswing.us. See some cool pictures of the car, too.
Oh, good. Excellent. We're going to do that right now. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week. It's 14 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Auto World. And why don't we throw out a quick trivia question? Why don't we do that right now? We'll throw out a trivia question. And if you have the correct answer, dial in to us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'll make it a Camaro question, okay, an easy Camaro question. The Camaro Z28, when it was introduced as an all-new model in 1982, it had a special type of fuel injection system. What was the name of the fuel injection system on the 1982 Camaro Z28? 800-259-9231.
Cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! And don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then, by another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it...
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We have a trivia question out there for the taking. And the question is, we're looking for, it's a technical question, but we have a technical guest coming up. We're looking for the name of the fuel injection system that was standard on the 1982 Camaro Z28. It also was on the 1982 Corvette as well. And it was also on the 1984 Corvette, and then it eventually got phased out. But back then it was big news, a special type of fuel injection system. We'll give you the middle word on it. It's a three-word system. The middle word is fire, and the telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, some big news about an award. OK Spark has won the Diagnostic Tool Professional News and Equipment Magazine Award for 2009, and the award will be given out in November at the SEMA show in Las Vegas. Joining us to tell us all about the award and the product is Richard Ogawa, who is the CEO of OK Spark USA Incorporated. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. Well, congratulations on winning this award.
Thank you, Bob, and thanks for having us back on your show again.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about the product, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the award. But this is certainly a very unique product, and it's no wonder to me that you won this Diagnostic Tool Award.
Sure, absolutely. We essentially, in a simple handheld tool, have allowed users to create a tool that allowed them to quickly diagnose both spark and ignition from your spark plug and your coil instantaneously by simply taking our tool and sensor tip and putting it on the outside of your spark plug or your coil without having to do any kind of removing the spark plug to do any kind of testing or diagnostic testing. So it's an instantaneous reading, and it really helps mechanics and technicians quickly identify and diagnose any type of misfires that may be going on, as well as any type of misfires going on in their ignition coil.
Wow. So this is a real time saver for mechanics out there. In the past, what would they have to do, remove the spark plug?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges is that most of the testers that are out there today are just measuring the voltage that is coming through the coil and whether or not you have adequate energy or kV voltage coming through your coil to fire a plug. The real challenge becomes, and the real mystery becomes, when you actually have that spark plug under compression or bolted into the cylinder and it's misfiring while it's in the cylinder under compression, you wouldn't be able to catch that. And the only really way to do that is to physically take the spark plug out and see if the plug's actually fouled. Challenge with that is sometimes you can actually take the plug out, it'll show that it's firing because it's not under compression, but as soon as you put it back in the cylinder and you get compression, you get a misfire going on.
Wow, and this is easily used by both the professional mechanic as well as just somebody who likes to play around in their own garage. It's not a complicated tool.
Yeah, it's actually very simple. It's just a simple on-off button, and you have two actual modes on the unit, so you can just put it between a real-time mode and a snapshot mode. But literally, you just turn the unit on and take the probe tip, put it at the end of the cylinder, and it instantaneously will give you a reading for both spark and for voltage. And what's also very unique about this tool is our snapshot mode, which in a case you might be in a situation where you've got a bay full of cars and often the car comes in with a no start. And with our tool, you really just need to take that tool out, put it in snapshot mode, and we will actually record it even though your car is not running. But if you can crank your engine, our tool will record if your cylinder actually had a spark and if your coil actually fired. So with one person in the shop can instantly diagnose on a no-start condition those couple of things are happening or not.
Wow, great indeed, and we're going to tell our listeners more about the award, but we have a trivia question out there for the taking, and again, the telephone number is 800-259-9231. Let's go first to Massachusetts, listening on WBIX, and Matt, what's the gentleman's name? Ronald, you're up next here on Auto World. Whereabouts in Massachusetts are you calling in from?
Hi, Bob. I'm calling from Milford, Massachusetts.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's see if we can solve this riddle here. The Camaro Z28 for model year 1982, as well as the Corvette for 82 and for 84, and the Z28 there for a number of years as well, had this type of fuel injection system. The middle name of the fuel injection system was fire. What's the rest of it?
Crossfire injection.
Yeah, congratulations. How about your favorite classic car of all time and your favorite new car?
Well, my favorite classic is 1967 Corvette, and with all the bells and whistles.
That's the way to go. And how about today, if you won the Massachusetts lottery, what would you buy?
Well, it's sort of tough. I like Corvettes, but I tell you, Ford did an excellent job of retroing the Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like one of those for myself.
Very good. Would you get the GT or would you get the Shelby GT500?
No, actually, I like the front nose of the regular GT versus the Shelby. And I really, you know, I'm older now, and I don't need all that horsepower.
Yeah, I think for 2010, the tweaks that they made are really significant, and they really have given it a nice look. Both the front and the back, they've done a very good job. You're a man with exquisite taste. Hang on for Matt. We're going to put you in a drawing for this big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Maybe we're going to pull that next week. So let's have you hang on for Matt, and we'll get all of your information. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening on the Business Station, AM 1060 WBIX. Richard Ogawa is with us, the CEO of OK Spark. OK Spark has just won another award. They have won other awards in the past, but the latest award is from a magazine, and this is in the diagnostics category. They have won the number one award in the diagnostics category for Professional Tools and Equipment News Annual Innovation Awards. And that's the most hotly contested category in 2009 with a dozen individual entries. Richard, tell us about some of the folks that you were up against with this award and the significance of the award for you.
Well, I mean, obviously we're up against all of the big brands in the diagnostic category, the Snap-on guys and the OTCs of the world. But what really made this exciting for us personally was that this is a particular award that is actually voted on by their readers with no influence from any of the editors or any of the staff of the PTN group. And so this is truly a independently tested product. And to get that kind of award and validation from the real people out there is a great success.
Absolutely. Hang with us. We'll talk more on the other side. You're listening to Auto World.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Richard Ogawa is our very special guest, CEO of OK Spark Incorporated, winners of numerous awards. As a matter of fact, I believe you've already won three awards from the folks at SEMA. Tell us about those awards.
Yeah, actually, we're very excited about winning the National Media Awards, the International Media Awards from SEMA. We were chosen by three of the international voters there as winning that media award. And in addition to that, we were the runner-ups for the best new tool for SEMA 2008.
Oh, fantastic. And tell us a little bit more about the company. You're based in San Jose, California. Can folks buy the product directly through you, or do they go through specific dealers?
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually buy directly off our website at www.okspark.com. But we're also distributing to all of the national distributors. So most of the people we're professionally targeting are the professional garages and the technicians. So any of these wholesale distributors like your ISNs of the world, your Watcos, your Nestor Sales, and those alike also have the tool available.
That's great. And this diagnostic tool is, I would imagine, made out of pretty hefty material. It's, I would imagine, since it's working in a professional environment, probably a lot of work went into making sure that this thing is definitely built for the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. We basically have put an industrial-grade type of construction on the tool, but most importantly is we've taken what has been out there in the market, the old scope. If you can remember the days of pulling the big scope machine out and having to plug it in and fire the guy up and then get it going, we basically have taken a lot of that core technology and programming and tried to simplify it in a industrial-grade handheld tool. So it's very convenient. It's battery-powered, so it can just sit in your toolbox, and hopefully it's the first tool you grab out of there when you start doing a diagnostics on your engine.
And tell us about the pricing on the product. What's the range?
The retail for our product is $219.95. For a great price, for having a tool that can tell you a lot of information very quickly.
And tell us a little bit about how long it generally takes for the unit to actually take its reading. Is it something that is done instantaneously, or is it something that takes a little longer?
No, absolutely. It's simply just turn the unit on, and you're ready to go. And all you got to do is take the flexible probe tip that is on the end of the tool and put that on top of your spark plug boot or on the top of your coil there, and you get an instantaneous reading.
Excellent. Yep. Tell us a little bit more about OK Spark Incorporated. Do you make other products as well, or is this the sole product for the time being?
Yeah, for the time being, this is the first product. Like you mentioned earlier, at SEMA 2008 is the first time we've actually introduced the product to the market. And from that, we've gotten pretty much very good overwhelming response. And from that, have gotten a lot of great suggestions from other users that are in line with some of the other new features and functions that we're bringing in our future tool set. So hopefully here, knock on wood, we'll have a couple other new product introductions to add alongside with our OK Spark diagnostic tool.
Tell us a little bit about your own personal automotive passion. Is this something that you've been into since the time you were a little guy? Have you always been into cars?
Yeah, well, really, my father was a small engine mechanic, so I've been around small engines for a long time, and that kind of translated to my passion in automobiles. But what the funny part of what this whole thing is, my brother and I used to always do rock, paper, scissors when we were little to say, who's going to test the spark plug, make sure the spark plug's working on our go-kart. You know, if I had this OK spark plug, invariably I used to always lost that rock, paper, scissors, and they'll be holding that spark plug to the block, and I'd get the little jolt to tell you if it was working or not.
Oh, gee. Oh, that's a great story.
If I had that the OK spark tester back then, it would have been no problem. I could have just simply put this at the end of the spark plug, and I would have instantaneously know if it had a spark or not. So kind of a funny thing.
That's wonderful. So, again, that's a good thing to point out to our listeners that, you know, this can be used in other applications besides automotive applications. Can it be used on basically anything that's utilizing a spark plug?
Yeah, pretty much anything with a plug, whether it's a four-cycle engine or a two-cycle engine. As long as there's a spark plug and it's a gasoline-type engine, our tool will work very well on it.
The company uses an exclusive technology on this product. It's called Plasma Energy Event Recognition. Kind of put that into English for us and explain exactly what it means.
Yeah, we call it our PEER technology, and it really what it does, it's the big differentiator which helps us identify true spark activity coming from the spark plug. And so what we're actually measuring is that the spark plug is actually firing. So we're actually measuring the plasma energy that's coming at the end of the spark there. So in a lot of cases where you're getting tools that say, hey, you've got plenty of voltage, but it's not really indicating whether or not you got the energy coming at the end of your spark plug. And that's really kind of what our key differentiator is with our tool, is you can take our tool, actually measure the plasma energy that's coming off the spark plug while it's still in your cylinder and while your engine's still running.
Amazing. And simply with one button control, that's all it takes, Richard?
One button control.
And tell us a little bit about the warranty. How do you back this particular item up?
We back it up with a one-year full exchange warranty. So if you have any issues or any problems, you can exchange it with no questions asked to either your distributor that you purchased it from, or you purchase it directly from us, we'll ship you a replacement unit right away.
Excellent. And lots of folks these days are concerned about products made in other places, but the U.S. of A, is this product made in North America?
Yes, it is, and we are proud to say that, and proud that we can have that workmanship on it, and we plan to continue to do that.
That's fantastic. And again, the pricing information for this diagnostic tool, it's very, it sounds like it would pay for itself rather quickly just in saving time, especially if you're a busy person or if you're a professional mechanic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in today's environment, whatever you can get in terms of a labor rate is really important. And any time that you can help to cut that down is something that would is very important thing for any mechanic or technician. And in a lot of cases, a lot of mechanics will say, hey, with this one job and helping me diagnose this Ford coil, for example, your tool's already paid for itself in one shot.
And I would imagine that lots of folks don't realize that misfires are a lot more common than one might think.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially today where you've got, you know, for example, the Ford coil. We get a lot of technicians asking us and using our tool on a Ford coil and diagnosing Ford coils and really trying to truly isolate that misfire while the engine's running and while you can do that simply from just taking the probe tip and doing it by a conductive method is something that people have been very excited about.
And Richard, once again, remind us of your website, and also if you have any telephone information you'd like to give out, feel free to do that as well.
Absolutely. It's simple, real simple. It's okspark.com, or you can also reach us by phone at 1-866-OK-SPARK.
And for all the people who are in the automotive business who perhaps may be traveling to SEMA in Las Vegas 2009 in November, will you have a booth there as well?
Yes, we will have a booth there. We will also, it will be in the North Hall, as well as at the Apex show. We'll be at the awards banquet, which is on the 3rd, I believe, of November.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations on the OK Spark Plug Sensor winning the Professional Tools and Equipment News 2009 award in the diagnostic category. Thanks again for your time, Richard, and we look forward to getting you back on the show with us real soon.
No, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you, as always, giving us the great opportunity to present and talk about our product in front of your listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. Take care. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Quick trivia question. We're looking for the first year of the Mustang II. What year did the Mustang II come out? 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-456. 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We got a trivia question out there. It's an easy trivia question. I'm being very easy on you guys here today. Next week, I've decided we're going to get the man himself, the president of the Busted Knuckle Garage, to come on here and pull the big winner for the trivia contest. We've been collecting all the winners from the past several weeks, and we're going to give away the big prize next week if Warren Tracy is available. So we'll get working on that right away. But we've got a trivia question out there right now. It is the probably the most forgettable years of the Mustang. The Mustang 2 came out, the downsized Mustang, in what year? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, it was just about 1 week ago at this exact moment that I was at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. I was at Club 19, which is a primo area of the event, and I was doing some interviews at Bentley, and I looked across, and there was Lou Ann Hammond, the CEO of CarList.com, and she joins us here live now. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How about you?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. So you made the trip down to Pebble after all. I know you were kind of on the fence last time we talked.
Well, I was, but it just sounded more and more like fun, and I just said, let's go. So we went down there, and we saw the Bentley that you saw, the Mulsanne, and just gorgeous piece of work. But we also got up on Sunday morning at 5 in the morning and saw Dawn Patrol.
Wow. Tell our listeners about this, because I was talking to McKeel Haggerty from Haggerty Insurance. He actually gives out hats that says Dawn Patrol on it. Explain it to our listeners, Luann.
And I got one of those hats. And if you go on my website, all you have to do is put in Dawn Patrol, or you'll see it on the front page of the website. But it's all of the cars. When they go, all these classic cars that are vying for first place, they have to be able to drive onto the 18th green in order to get the coveted first place. So at 5 in the morning, or 5:45, they start in, and at 5:45 in the morning, we're there, and we have video of every single one of the cars going onto the 18th green of Pebble Beach.
Oh, that is amazing. And you probably get an opportunity to do some additional interviews there as well. What else can folks check out at CarList.com?
Well, we did. I had Dr. Franz Josef Pefgenen on, the chairman and chief executive of Bentley Motors, talking about the new Bentley and telling us that it's going to be a V8, a 6.75 liter V8, that he's really looking forward to this one coming out and being the flagship for Bentley. I got Michael Fuchs. You may have seen a yellow Ferrari. The yellow Ferrari Rolls Royce at the Pebble Beach, and that was Michael Fuchs's car. He has about 100 vehicles, and he says when he passes on that they will go into a museum to benefit a children's hospital down in Miami.
Wow.
So he bespooks every car that he has. He had a red Rolls Royce that had red and black carbon fiber instead of the teak that usually is on a Rolls Royce for the convertible. He actually had red and black carbon fiber woven, hand woven in. Just beautiful. The amount of detail for that vehicle is just beautiful. I think those cars, the drop head runs about $435 on a base price. I think his was ended up being over $600,000 a piece for those two cars.
Amazing. And that's the place, of course, to see all the incredibly expensive cars. There were a bunch of Bugatti Grand Sports around. That's a $2 million vehicle. And also on the concept car lawn, my first look at the also almost $2 million limited production Aston Martin called the 177. They're only going to make 77 of these, Luann. You got your order in?
I had a his and hers. I said, why get towels? Get a couple Astons.
Exactly. A beautiful car.
And, of course, we got to see the Infiniti Essence. Did you see that with Shiro Nakamura there, the designer for Infiniti?
Yeah, I wasn't there for the unveiling, but I did get a chance to check it out, and boy, that's a beautiful vehicle. And if they ever, I know they're supposedly not going to make that vehicle, but I would love them to make that vehicle and to put the mechanics of the GTR underneath it.
And the 592 horsepower?
Something like that would be fine.
I wanted the Louis Vuitton luggage. I actually got a rare opportunity to sit inside of the Essence with Shiro and do an interview with him.
Oh, that's great.
Also got the G37, and I didn't realize it, but this is the second convertible, hardtop mm-hmm. convertible that Shiro has ever designed. And so we sat in the G37 convertible and had an interview with him on that. And then, of course, the unveiling of the M.
Yes.
And that was very interesting because there really was not a production vehicle there.
Exactly. It was kind of a cyber unveiling or three-dimensional unveiling. How would you describe it best, Luann?
It was a state-of-the-art virtual video mapping, and it was a 3D foam model that they used, and then it just used topographical site-specific video projections. Very cool. You know, in our world, we get a lot of talking heads, and usually they'll give us a picture of the car or sort of a hidden veil of a car, but you always get all the talking heads talking about these vehicles. And now we have all these webcasts that are happening. So on the very first part of my blog for that, I said, what do you do when you know the journalists are already tired of the canned webcast with the talking heads and their prepared answers, and yet you still don't have a production vehicle? Well, call Infiniti.
Very good. And Jaguar showed off here in North America for the first time the XJ sedan, and it's a looker, and I got a chance to sit inside that one. Boy, they've done an outstanding job with that, and I imagine it's going to do extremely well in the marketplace.
Oh, good. I didn't get to see that. I meant to get to it, and I just never got around to it because it's amazing just how busy you get.
Yeah, I know there's just so many things going on there. It's almost a little bit out of control. I was interviewing Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book a little bit earlier today, and he was telling me 7 auctions over the course of the weekend, as they call it. I mean, that's a little bit too much, and then you throw in all the other events that are going on, combined with the new car unveilings, and then, of course, the big event on Sunday. It's awfully hard to cover unless you have a real team.
Oh, I know. It's just amazing. But you know what's interesting? At those seven auctions, I was talking to Keith Martin from Sports Car Market, and he said that last year there were a total of 134 million sales. This year it was down to at 110.
Well, still not a bad area to be in, but yeah, I heard a couple just in chatting with Phil earlier today, you know, when I asked him what were the high dollar cars at the various auctions, I noticed a number of the auctions didn't have the super multi-million dollar cars that they had a year ago. So even, you know, the collector car market is certainly being affected by this economy. It was interesting, too, at the RM auction, you know, which usually specializes in classic cars of the past and racing cars. There were a couple of new cars, new supercars there. There was two Ferrari Enzos, one brand new, and a Bugatti Veyron. And Matt Stone from Motor Trend and I were joking that, you know, somebody's portfolio went south, so they had to kind of get rid of the toys.
I think that's part of the problem is we're getting into this conservative side again, unfortunately. We won't see as much, and I think that's why the Infiniti Essence was of so much particular interest to me, because it is a concept car and it's very futuristic, and these days you're just not seeing a lot of concept cars that are production ready, you know, that actually could be made. Or even concepts that are coming to the showrooms. And I asked Shiro about that, because it says a lot about Nissan that they're still allowing him to do these futuristic concepts. And he said, yes, but we need them for product.
Absolutely, we certainly do. Luann, can you hold into the next hour?
Okay.
All right, sounds great. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next week. I'm Bob Logg. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.